Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Meeting Brenda show. This is a speed coaching program. My name is Brenda, and I'm a professional coach, and I really want to help you create a life that works. My passion is helping people transform their lives into one they really love. First, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I wanted to do a coaching program, I'm going to say for the last 2 years, and actually registered this domain name, Meeting Brenda, in 2003, not really knowing what I would do with it. My big plan was that I was going to put two director's chairs on the street with a video camera and just talk to strangers and see what turned up. I really love meeting new people, and I think you can tell by the end of the program that I do like to talk. And then last year, something interesting happened. I met someone who had a radio station and was going to do a local radio program here in New Mexico, but the timing didn't really seem right, so I guess I'd say I kind of let that fall away. And now it's 2010, and I'm on the air. So this is an example of some things taking time to happen, and then when they do happen, they don't even look the way you thought they would. But that's the fun of being open to new things and being flexible. Because when you're inflexible, I think it really holds you back. And believe it or not, the universe has way better ideas than we do. The type of coaching I do is called core energy coaching. So I'm able to tell where you are energetically and what needs to happen for you to shift it into a better place. And there are a lot of different energy levels that you're in every day, every week, every month, every year, and it certainly changes from minute to minute. And where your energy level is determines how people perceive you. So what your energy level is at any given time will determine whether someone smiles at you or scowls at you or maybe even does something that, you know, is bothersome. The first kind of energy that I'd like to talk about is victim energy, and that's where a lot of people are a lot of the time. They're feeling very, down in the dumps. They're the kind of people that you know that have the black cloud hanging over them all the time, and they're always in a sorry state of affairs. Nothing really ever works for them, and I think everybody knows people like this, and we always want to help them, and that's why that energy level works for them, because they can actually get people to bail them out of situations. Oftentimes, parents are in the situations because of whatever's going on with their children. The other kind of energy is that a lot of people spend way too much time in is just being angry. Angry at everything and everything. Angry about their assignment at work. Angry about how their spouse treats them. Angry that, you know, they perceive that they got the short end of the stick in life. Not, you know, these are people as well where nothing is really going well, but they're very, it's all about them, and they're very angry all the time about it. These two kinds of energy, this victim energy and then the people who are angry all the time, are really most of the people that you spend your time with during the day, and that's unfortunate because oftentimes you do have to be in that work situation. As an example, last week a woman called in who works with people who I would describe as primarily in these two levels of energy, and she didn't feel like she fit in, and they were weighing her down and that sort of thing. So this is a work situation that I think many people find themselves in, and it makes you not want to go to work and makes you not wonder, makes you feel like you don't know what's going to happen next. When's the, you know, the shoe going to drop? When is some unpleasant situation going to happen at work? But then on the other side of the coin, we all know a few people who function at a much higher level of energy, and they're those people that we love to spend time around. They're very forgiving. They're compassionate. They have a lot of concern for others. And these are the people, this is the first level of energy where people really start taking responsibility for their actions. So they're not playing the blame game. If they screw up, they take full responsibility for their actions and so on. And the good news is that we can all get to a better feeling level of energy with some coaching. My coaching practice is really functions working with you, trying to get your energy to shift to a higher level. And I'm able to tell if you spend most of your time in this first or second level of energy all the time. I usually don't coach people who are at a lot higher level of energy because, you know, their life is working really well right now. So my question to you is, I want you to make a note of where you think your energy is right now, and I'm going to ask you again at the end of the program. I'm thinking that a lot of you feel like you're, you know, in that first level where you're suffering from low self-esteem, you're feeling a little bit hopeless about the future, and a lot of this is tied to, you know, economic considerations right now. And then others of you are just, you know, mad at the world, mad at everybody, and you'd like to not stay in that spot. So just make a note of where you are right now. I do want to take your calls tonight about how you think you can make your life more of an adventure. That's primarily the focus of my coaching practice because my life has really been an adventure, and I can't imagine living it any other way. So what I'd like to ask you to do is think of ideas on how you can make your life more of an adventure. And I'd like you to call in on one of these three numbers I'm going to give you, and we'll talk about that and see if we can come up with some ideas. The first number that you can call in on is 530-413-4515. The second one is 530-413-4520. So I'd love to hear your feelings on how you think you could make your life more of an adventure. And if you have succeeded at that, that would be great to hear from you about that, because I think there's lots of different ways to do that, and some of them are more appropriate for, you know, different people. So we want to get a lot of input on this. But I do have a lot of ideas, as I said, because my life has been interesting. So we'll take a short break, and then when we come back, I'd love to hear from you. So don't be shy. We're just sharing ideas tonight about this. Okay. Brenda. I just got a message from the producer that there's a really good way to listen to the program. It's on the BBS Radio website on the Channel 2 link. And at the very kind of towards the bottom of the page are very small icons for the Real Player, the QuickTime Player, iTunes Player, and the Media Windows Media Player. And those are really good to use. So for those of you who are clicking on the top links, if you scroll down, there's some very tiny icons, and those will give you a real good quality sound. So give those a try. We were talking about how we can make our life more of an adventure. And the first one that always comes to mind for me is, as a woman, and this sounds kind of superficial, I think, but it does work. You get bored with your life, and things just seem, I think, you know, like you're kind of in a rut. And one of the easiest things to do, because sometimes it's hard to show up with a different mental attitude at work. I mean, if you are the one who always shows up and you're really serious and somber at work, if you showed up and told people a joke, they'd probably wonder what was going on. And people would react to you differently. They'd interact with you differently. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised how people's opinion of you changed just because you suddenly told a joke at work and that's not your normal routine. And if you told a joke once a week, I'm not saying you have to do it every day, but if you just did that one little thing, I think you'd be really surprised how people changed dealing with you. Not that your work is going to suffer from this, but I think that people would see you differently, and I mean, I know they would, and it would probably give you a lot of fun as well. Another thing you can do that would be different showing up at work is, I don't know, if you don't have a dress code, you can certainly just wear something that you normally would not wear but is within your company's guidelines. And that might be, I don't know, a different color, something just totally unexpected, maybe something more youthful. Maybe you're dressing your age, which nowadays as a woman pretty much we don't do it all anymore because a lot of people are dressing like their daughters. So you could certainly wear something that was unexpected and maybe more youthful. And if you normally wear dark colors, it would be a bright color. Just see what happens. You know, a lot of times you really do get in a rut, but if you don't change anything, then nothing is going to change. Another woman thing, I mean, how about changing your hair color? How fun is that? I mean, you can change your hair color, and it can be temporary, and no one will ever, it's not gonna hurt your hair or anything unless you totally bleach it, I'm sure. But just doing something different like that with your appearance besides your clothing really has a big impact on how people perceive you, and then, of course, you'll feel different as well, because people are treating you differently. So we talked about some appearance things, and certainly men can do the same thing, because if you're the man that always wears the white shirt or the blue shirt, if you show up in a pink shirt, and don't be nervous about that because women love men in pink shirts, you're going to have fun. It sounds so small, but believe me, one little change like that it kind of snowballs, and until you do it, you won't, I don't know that you'll believe me, but it really does work that way. Some people that I know are really, really stuck in a rut with what they eat. And it's like, what's up with that? You only eat Italian, Mexican, and Chinese, and I don't know that they would ever even think about eating Indian food or Thai food. And it doesn't even have to be a different ethnic food. It can just be something that you just don't eat, period. You know, like when I meet people who say they don't eat fish, it's like, I don't understand that. I think my whole childhood was spent in a, summers were spent trying to catch a walleye, and, you know, walleye's good. And I think that would be something that would be worth a try. Something else you can do that would make your life more an adventure, because I think this is definitely something that can expand, is if you take a class And the class can be something like a dancing class, and that can really lead to other things, that's for sure. I've taken ballroom dance classes for quite a while, and it's really expanded my social circle for one thing, and certainly in another way, just how I carry myself from learning ballroom dance. Another class that you could take, which I think would be really fun, is a cooking class. You know, lots of us know how to cook. We're at a certain age where we've been cooking for a long, long time, including men, but it doesn't mean that you're a good cook or that you would know how to cook, a certain dish really, really well. So I think cooking would be a really fun class to take. Give you something different to talk about. You know, make yourself more interesting and more, I don't know, when you're interesting, you're just more fun to be around, and that just changes everything as well. Other classes that I think are fun to take are things like Tai Chi, where you're learning a whole new way of moving your body and the rationale behind it, the spirituality behind it. Tai Chi is a really fun class to take. I've taken it before, and I had the luxury to take it beside the ocean on Sunday mornings, and that was really spectacular. That was a treat to be able to take a class like that and not be in a room. That was wonderful. There's classes you can take that are, you know, even better for your body. I don't know if any of you have heard of Zumba, but Zumba is really, really fun, and it's a workout, and you kind of feel like you are kind of a really lame MTV backup dancer when you take it, because it's really hard and it's a really good workout. Other than taking classes, things too, we're talking about baby steps here to get your life to be more of an adventure. Who goes on hikes? Hiking is free. Most people live near some place that they can go hiking within an hour's drive and really enjoy the scenery. Maybe go in a group. There's lots of people who go in groups hiking, and that's a good thing to do. What about music? What about going to the symphony? A lot of people don't go to the symphony. They don't go to the opera. And once you've gone, I think you'll find it very enjoyable and maybe even want to go again. And if you don't want to go again, at least you did it, and you'll probably run into someone else who might not have liked going to the symphony, and then you'll have something to talk about. So the whole point of this conversation is that when people think about that their lives are boring and they don't have, you know, much going on, they think they have to do some gigantic thing like move or change their job or change their friends and all those things. But it's these little things that get you to think differently. And just the idea of, like, if you were to take a Tai Chi class, I guarantee you're going to meet some interesting people. And initially, you might not think you have much in common with them. And once you begin a conversation, you're going to realize that they're probably just like you, and they probably have some interesting friends as well. So these things just kind of unravel and get you to go places that you normally wouldn't go, and allow you to become a much more well-rounded individual. Something that I like to do, since I do like to talk, is I think it starts when you're in junior high probably, or maybe even elementary school, where you only feel comfortable talking to people that you can, by judging them, you can put them in a certain category, and you want to talk to people usually in your own category. You don't want to talk to someone who looks homeless, let's say. You don't want to talk to someone who looks like they're millionaires. You just want to talk to someone that seems, you know, like you, so you feel comfortable. But what happens is, if you're judging people probably on their appearance, you're going to miss some interesting people. So talking to someone you would normally not talk to, I think you'd find really interesting. And this could be, maybe you have somebody who comes and does your yard and you actually never talk to them. You can talk to someone who does service things for you. Most people don't. Those people are invisible to most of us, but you can certainly talk to them. You can talk to the guy who sells you your newspaper or your latte, something like that. But, you know, everybody's a human being, and I think if you judge them by what they look like, you're going to be missing a lot. You could talk to someone in line at the grocery store. Sometimes people are just so cranky and impatient in situations like that where they're waiting in line. And then other times, if you can get them distracted, and I think I've used this example before. I was waiting in a line at a post office that it was a, you know, mailing Christmas packages line, which is never anybody's favorite thing. Anyway, people were pissing and moaning like there was no tomorrow, and so I started talking about how beautiful the post office was because it was outdoors and had copper drain spouts and stuff. I mean, it was really a lovely old building, and so I knew I was doing it on purpose, and I actually totally distracted about three people, and, you know, of course, our waiting in line went much faster. But that was an example of my example of talking to somebody I normally wouldn't, just because they were so grouchy and everything. I mean, who wants to talk to someone like that if they don't have to? But I know that I impacted that woman's day by getting her to shift her energy, and you know, maybe she would do that for someone else again. I don't know, but it made things go easier for me. What about volunteering at the animal shelter or even the Humane Society? When you're working in an environment like that, volunteering where people are in a less fortunate situation than you are, your life, again, I think really shifts its focus. You meet new people. You find skills that you didn't know you had. And, you know, just overall, I think it allows you to become more balanced because you're actually doing something for someone else and being compassionate. Remember, initially I talked about people at a higher level of energy were the compassionate people and taking responsibility for their actions. So if you were doing this compassionate work in that right frame of mind, you know, your energy level would be a lot different, that's for sure. I know last year I volunteered at the Salvation Army, and my job was to take orders. Believe me, I've never been a waitress before because I knew I couldn't probably remember what I was supposed to do. But I actually took individual orders from the guests and as to what they wanted as far as, you know, their turkey and whatnot, and turned the order in and picked up a big tray and carried it back. And I was probably there for about 6 hours, but that was something, you know, adventuresome because a lot of people wouldn't want to spend their Thanksgiving with people who couldn't even afford to feed themselves for that meal. But it made me feel really, really good, and I know that they really enjoyed it as well. And it didn't cost me anything. It was just my time, and, you know, I ate turkey. It was really good turkey, so I can't say it wasn't bad turkey, that's for sure. So as I mentioned, if you want to make your life more of an adventure, you just have to change one thing in your life. And it can be something as small as what I'm describing right now. I mentioned talking to people that you don't normally talk to, taking classes in things that you don't have any knowledge about and, you know, might seem a little weird. Like some people might think Tai Chi or Qigong are a little bit weird, and they would probably be more comfortable taking a class in the gym or something like that. But you know what? Push yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to do something different. And there's nothing that's I'm going to say far out that you would find. You'd be really uncomfortable doing, I don't think. Another idea is to, and this sounds really small, but believe me, it's not. Let's say that every night you plop yourself in front of the TV and you watch all the murder and mayhem programs, as I call them. You watch all the CSIs. You watch all the Law and Orders and on and on and on. Well, guess what that energy is? That's really not really not positive energy. I know you're enjoying it, but it's interesting, but it's not something that's really adding a positive feeling to you. So my suggestion is turn over to PBS. They've got a great series right now on the Big Apple Circus, which I guarantee you're going to smile the entire time you're watching it. There's also a program on right now about wolverines, which I don't even know if I knew what they were before, but now I do, and they're really interesting creatures. So the suggestion of just changing the TV channel, believe me, you will enjoy that, and it's going to change something about you, because watching all the murder and mayhem every night of the week really isn't good for you, because you're going to, I don't even know where to start. It's just not good for you. So paying attention, putting your attention on something else that has something more positive going on, with the two things that I mentioned, would be a way better use of your time, and ultimately will, you know, maybe you'll want to go study the wolverines. Maybe you'll want to become a clown. I don't know. But it's a much more positive thing to do than to watch the other programs. And kind of in the same vein is what you read. And for a long time, I know, I read murder mysteries and espionage. It's the murder and mayhem version in a book form. And I would admit that I did enjoy them. And now, as you could guess, my shelves are totally, totally filled with spirituality, self-help books, things about other cultures, different types of healing, natural health, all that stuff. I mean, it was just like once I walked away from the reading material I had, which I will say I probably would still read on a beach, maybe, or if I were in a, you know, really out of the way place, I would probably enjoy reading some fiction like I used to read. I don't know. I haven't even tried it. So just that small step as well would make you feel, I guarantee it would make you feel differently. So give that a try. Read some nonfiction. Instead of fiction, read nonfiction. And if you usually read, I don't know, if you've never read nonfiction, read an autobiography or something. Just do something different. Because as I said before, these small changes multiply, and pretty soon you're going to be wanting to do lots of things differently. And then, guess what? Your life will be an adventure, and you will be different. Now, one of the ideas, another idea I wrote down was to pretend you're new in town and act like you've always wanted to, like where no one knew you before, so you can be a new version of yourself. And in my particular situation, I have moved so many times and been new in town, I don't really have to pretend anymore, because my cumulative experiences have kind of let me just act the way I want to anyway. But a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to do that or the desire. But just imagine what it'd be like if you just pretended that, you know, you were the new person and nobody knew about you, and you were the version of you that you've always wanted to be. Like if you were to write a phony story about who you are right now, or could, I'm not going to say totally lie, but you know what I mean, make up a fictitious story about who you were. Kind of that mindset. It's like just be the, kind of act the way you've always wanted to, but since people know you really well, they have a certain expectation of how you will act. But, you know, if you're brave, you can do this. You could try this. You could try it at one of these new places you're going to go. You could try it at your dance class or your Tai Chi class or your cooking class, and just show up as that wannabe version of yourself and see how much fun that is, because it wouldn't be like you're totally making up a new identity. To me, I'm describing the person that you really are inside that you haven't had a chance to be yet, so... Anyway, so I want to hear from some of you and see if you think any of these are good ideas. See if you think that you know, they might work, And if indeed you have had some kind of a, you've made some changes in your life that have had an impact that may not have happened right away, but, took place, I'm going to say, after 6 months or something like that, I'd love to hear from you about that. Because I think it would be interesting to get your take on what I think would work, because I think a lot of this, it's just where you're putting your energy. So if you put your energy in a different place, things change. And I think a really good example of that is taking a class in something that you would never in a million years have taken, because it's just, I think it really opens your eyes, just like traveling does. Anytime you travel, especially abroad, which is an adventure, a big adventure, and that's something that you plan and are ready to do, it really makes a difference in how you feel. So we're going to take a break in a minute or so, and then we'll come back and see if anybody's got some good ideas. And I do have some more, so we'll see what we can come up with. Oh, I guess we're not quite ready to take a break. So I'm going to give you one more example. Sometimes people are afraid to go into what I call high-end stores, and they would never set foot in them because they think right away that the people know that they can't afford to shop there. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's a lot of people who wouldn't set foot in the dollar store or, I mean, I go to Thrift Town quite a bit because I think that's an interesting place to go. And I certainly go to consignment stores. So guess what? Nobody in the high-end store knows that you can't afford to shop there, because really nowadays everybody wears jeans, everybody's hair is messy, things like that. So don't ever worry about going in a high-end store. And guess what? If you go in the dollar store, you're going to have fun because they have the goofiest stuff you've ever seen in your life, stuff that you can't even imagine people buy, and then there's some good stuff. So just doing that is fun, and I think, and besides, if you go into the high-end store, it is nice to look at really pricey stuff. It's really nice to try on a really, really nice coat. I mean, I've tried on fur coats before that I had no intention of ever buying, but it was fun. And here's an example of it. I have a friend here who'd never been in Trader Joe's because, guess what, they thought it was expensive. And then they went in Trader Joe's with me, and they were looking at the wine. And I said, I have been telling you about the two-buck chuck now for quite a while, and it's not really $2, it's $3. And all this wine here is really good, all this other stuff is great, and the prices are wonderful. So people intimidated to shop in Trader Joe's, that was like so over the top to me. So that's a good example of someone who, for some reason, thought that Trader Joe's was a pricey place, and it's definitely not. Everything's well-priced, it's interesting, you'll buy stuff that you never thought you'd buy in a million years, and probably make some really good food, and have fun just looking at all the weird stuff, interesting stuff in there, because that's just the kind of store it is. So shop in, go in expensive stores, look at their stuff, go in the dollar store, have fun in there, go to Goodwill. Just, if you normally go to Penny's and Sears and Macy's, just do something different, because I think it's just good for you to do stuff like that. Because line is if you change just one little small thing, something else is going to change. And just the idea of going into a store that you normally wouldn't set foot in, or even driving a car, test driving a car you know you can't afford. Now, that's another fun thing to do. And I might get some feedback from salespeople about this, but they know you're in there for, you're not going to buy anything. It's okay. It's all right. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thanks. Hi, everyone. I was just talking about the idea of doing small things differently to shift your energy to a certain extent and allow you to make your life more of an adventure. Because I think people think that to make your life more of an adventure, you have to do gigantic things, and that's not really necessary because all these small changes really build on each other and your life does become more fun and more of an adventure because you have to do something different. Otherwise, nothing's going to change. I think it was, I might be misquoting Einstein that said, let me not try and quote that. Anyway, there was something about doing the same thing over and over again is insanity. Oh, that's what it is. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Well, there you go. If you do everything the same every day, nothing's ever going to change. And if you're complaining about why your life isn't fun, guess what? That's why. I was using the example. The last example I used of doing a small change was the shopping in Trader Joe's because people somehow think it's really expensive and they can't afford to shop there. And it's like Trader Joe's has the best deals in town. It doesn't have everything you need, but you know, that's not a requirement, but you can certainly go in there and be really pleasantly surprised by what stuff costs. And once you start buying unusual food items to cook with, you're going to have even more fun. I do have, I guess an example of doing a big change for an adventure is I had the opportunity to do a big move about a year and a half ago. So I chose New Mexico as my new place, and I flew into a town in Arizona and bought a car, and drove to New Mexico, and I didn't have a place to live, and I didn't know anybody. I did have a hotel reservation because I do have two cats, so I needed to find some place to stay for a while that allowed pets, but I just showed up, and I was able, that was on a Friday, and on Sunday I rented a house, and that's perfectly suitable, and everything kind of fell into place. So when I say my life is an adventure, it definitely is, because that's the kind of adventuresome stuff I do on a big scale. But other things are just all these things that I described, you know, watching different TV programs. I have taken the most obscure classes you could ever imagine and really enjoyed them. I've met some really nice people taking classes. I mentioned that I've taken a lot of dancing classes, which really is fun. And you're always starting from square one, so there's no expectation that you're going to be perfect from the get-go. I've taken a lot of art classes, you know, watercolor class, that I lasted, I'm sure I finished the series because I paid for it, but I realized that watercoloring had too many variables. I couldn't even begin to watercolor, and so I have not watercolored since then, but it was fun, and I enjoyed learning whatever the teacher had to teach me, but it just wasn't something I was good at and couldn't keep up with. So there's more stuff to have fun with. I do have two. Oh, I have an update from last. No, I have an update from, I think it's 5 weeks ago. Someone called in, and we were talking about life as an adventure, and she was having an adventure. This is like my third update. This is getting better and better. I can hardly wait for an invitation to a wedding. She called in and said that it was about internet dating, and she was having no success internet dating. And so I'd asked her two questions. One, if she really believed that was a good way of finding a mate, and she did, because I guess we all know people that have met their spouse online nowadays. Then I asked her if she really thought that because she'd been married before, she was divorced, I asked her if she thought that, you know, her soulmate was, she had another opportunity to meet someone, and she said yes. So the long and short of it is that she met a man that she used to date, I'm going to say 15 years ago, before she got married, contacted her. He found her on plentyoffish.com, and as of this week, they have been dating steadily since he contacted her. The romance is, you know, renewed again, and he's taking her on a trip in January. I don't know what's going to happen, but like I said, this is quite exciting. And the reason I think it's exciting is because she was really open to putting herself out there and being adventuresome, even though she kept, you know, having what I would call minimal success. But she wasn't willing to give up, and she really, really believed the two things I asked her about. She was real honest about it, and just as honest describing how many crummy dates she'd been on. So that's follow-up from, I think it was 5 weeks ago now, that has been really successful. So I hope she keeps emailing me and letting me know what's going on, because that's very exciting. So here's a shy listener. I'm a divorced mother of two grown children. I have a good job, no money worries, and I'm bored to tears. So how can she make her life more of an adventure? Well, I think if this woman hasn't done any of the things that I've discussed so far, she's got a lot of stuff she can try to get to that place of not being bored to tears. She doesn't actually say, you know, what she's doing to make her life more an adventure. I think the fact that she says she doesn't have any money worries gives me the idea that maybe she could do some bigger things. And by bigger things, I mean maybe she could take some time off, you know, do some work, do some, you know, serious volunteer work. And I'm just making this up because I don't know if she can afford to do this, but you know, when the word came out initially about New Orleans or Haiti or something like that, I always want to go. I want to go help. I want to go live in a tent for 2 months or something. But, you know, when the rubber hits the road, I'm not able to do that. But there are plenty of people who are able to do that. So that's just something I'm going to throw out, is because I think whenever you volunteer, especially for a big project like that, a big disaster, it must just be an incredible experience, because you're really helping people who are in the worst possible situation, and really using whatever skills you have, and, you know, it might just be your hard work to benefit them. So that would be kind of a big adventure thing that I'm throwing out there for her, since she says she doesn't have any money worries. Travel is always a really good way to, it's always an adventure, and nowadays it's an adventure just getting through security from what I've seen on the news. It just sounds like an absolute nightmare. It's no fun really traveling anymore. Another thing she could try and do is, I don't know, she could even take a foreign language class in anticipation of a trip in the future. I think, really, if you don't have money concerns, travel is so much fun, and it's such an adventure. I've been in a lot of foreign countries, and believe me, I have a lot of good stories to tell about things that I found out. I remember being on a bus in Rome, and this was a long, long time ago. I was in my 20s, and, you know, the bus went up a hill and stopped, and then he turned around and said, what are you still doing on the bus? It's like, I had no idea that I was on I guess I thought the bus would turn around again and go back to where I had begun, which is what he did do. But a lot of people are scared to do stuff like that. I mean, I'll get on a subway and just take it like 4 stops in a strange city in another country and get off and get back on and go back the other way. I've slept on trains from Switzerland to Italy and got off and got back on and went back to Switzerland just so I could have a place to sleep. So travel definitely is really gives you a lot of bang for your buck to create some adventure in your life, but you have to be in the right frame of mind to do that, because otherwise, if you're that angry person, you're just going to be really annoyed by all the travel glitches that happen over and over again, because, you know, sitting in an airport for a day or 5 hours or something really isn't that much fun, but there are certainly interesting people to talk to. That sort of thing. So the divorced mother with a good job and no money worries, and if you like to travel, I would definitely consider traveling. And then, of course, all these other little things that you can do. And the changing your clothes, changing your hair, all of these change the way you think about yourself. And certainly taking a class, something really interesting, would probably change your outlook, you know, just about other people, and that really makes you a different person. And as I said before, I know it's getting old, you make these small changes and things just happen, and in a really fun sort of way. It's very, I think it's really unpredictable, because I'm sure that you realize that if you took something like a social dance class, you might have social things happen, right? But if you're taking a class in Tai Chi, that could open up a whole new avenue into a different area of spirituality. You might become interested in finding out more about how Tai Chi began or how it can affect your health in a positive way. You just get on this little path. You might want to take a Reiki class. You know, it goes on and on and on. So your life just gets more and more interesting and fun. And the taking a cooking class, I mean, if I were one to take a cooking class for Italian food or something, I'd probably want to go, I want to go to Italy and take it. I want to go to Tuscany and take the class. So the class thing, I think, is always a really, really good idea, because that, besides meeting everybody else in the class and meeting the teacher, who I'm sure you'll find interesting, it's just going to give you a lot of other ways of thinking about things. Here's Here's the second email I got. I don't know if this is a man. I don't know if this is a man or not. My life is on autopilot and kind of boring. I have a job. My debt is nearly paid off, but that's it. What adventure? Like, what adventure? This person sounds bored to tears as well. Says it's kind of boring and an autopilot. Well, you know what? You're the one who put it on autopilot, so you're the one who can change it. And you need to decide what you're willing to change to get out of that autopilot and look at your life as a series of possibilities versus, you know, thinking that this is all there is. So if you think about some of the stuff I've said tonight about all these little things that you can do to make your life more of an adventure, I think, first of all, you need to flip your switch and you sound a little bit, this person sounds a little bit like a victim, like, you know, this is my life and, you know, it's all I have. And I mean, that's the tone I'm getting from it. So you need to flip your switch and get out of that energy level and into a more positive one about, you know, what can you bring into your life that would be of benefit to you. And especially if you're this bored and on autopilot, I mean, probably anything you do will be of benefit to you. And if you're a man, like I said, women, it's really fun to change the way you look and that sort of thing. It could just be putting your focus on something else other than your job. For example, volunteerism, I think, as I've mentioned more than once, is a really good thing to do because it gets you away from yourself and involved in other people's lives and realizing that you probably have a pretty good life compared to other folks. So you could use your whatever talent you have, and maybe it is just your just work, you know, just time you're spending with people. But you can certainly try something like that, and that'll get you out of the kind of bored victim. I'm not going to really say it's victim. If you're just bored with your life, you need to look at it from a different way, and that you're the one who made it boring. And you're the one who can change it, because if you don't do anything different, nothing is going to change. So you're the one who has to make the change. So I mentioned volunteering. If you're a man, like I said, if you show up for work and you're usually the quiet, sullen person, nose to the grindstone, you know, come in and tell a joke or something. Just show up different in your life. So show up in your life and pretend that your life isn't boring. Pretend that you're not watching the murder and mayhem every night on TV. That's certainly, you have to really think about that you're the one responsible for getting yourself in this rut, and you can definitely get yourself out of the rut. So by exploring other things that are interesting and why people don't try new things, I'm never sure. Maybe they think it won't be fun. It's kind of like people who are afraid to try new stuff on the menu, they always order the same thing because they don't want to veer off and have a bad dining experience. But I don't think everything you try has to turn out badly. You might find something, for example, on a menu that it's like, oh, I can't believe I never tried this before. This is wonderful. Or I can't believe I've never gone into the store. I've always wanted to, you know, all this sort of stuff. You have to take action yourself to make things change. Because when you change your thoughts or your actions, your perspective will change. And then guess what? The way people perceive you will change. And maybe you'll meet some really fun new people or be exposed to some adventure that you never would have done. And your life just totally takes off. You just have to get yourself in the right mindset to be open to making changes and do little things that multiply over time. And believe me, your life will change in a big, big way. I mentioned that I really enjoy taking. I've taken a lot of classes. I've done a lot of international travel, and I've done a lot of that by myself. And most women probably would not want to do that, but I've done it and I've enjoyed it. And that's a really good time to show up as someone that you're not. Believe me, when you're traveling, you get to be whoever you want to be. They don't know that you're the quiet, shy person at home, because when you're traveling, you get to be somebody totally different. And I suggested showing up, pretending to be the person you want to be if you were to move to a new town, but traveling is really a good place to do that, because no one would ever know. And that's also a good opportunity to dress differently and really try new things. I know I had worn my hair, I'm ashamed to admit it, the same way for a really, really, really long time. And people had been after me, especially my own hairdresser, who, like, I didn't have bangs, or I didn't have my hair in layers. Everybody had their hair in layers but me. I just had long hair. And he'd been trying to get me to cut my hair forever, my hair guy. And then I go on vacation, and I still can't believe I did this. I just walked into a salon, which is so unlike me, and I told the guy I wanted to cut my hair and I wanted layers. And he said, oh, you know, your hair's going to look great like that. And so he cut my hair, and guess what? It did look great. And I still don't know what that was all about, but I know people do this sort of stuff on vacation all the time. So when I finally went back to my hair guy, probably in another 2 months, he was just crushed that I had not let him style my hair that way after all that time of waiting for me to get, I don't know what I was waiting for. Who knows what I was waiting for? But the good news is that I did it, and it looked great, and he got over it. But getting back, I'm digressing, but the whole thing is about traveling and being out of town and, you know, being on an adventure and showing up a different way. But you don't have to go out of town to do that. You can try all these things that I mentioned that will get you to shift your energy, be open to change, and believe me, things will happen. So if you try any of these things and you have some success, I would love to hear from you. So please contact me on the Meeting Brenda website. So our time this evening is up, and I'd like you to please check the meetingbrenda.com website for more information about the program. And as I mentioned before, I am a core energy coach, and I do like to work with people who are really motivated to make changes in their lives. And my website has a link on the radio show website as well. My coaching website is yourlifeisanadventure.com. And I'd love to work with you. So if you want a coach that's really positive and wants you to get to the best place you can, I'm the coach for you. And I'd also appreciate it if you want a special coach on the program to fill out the contact form and let me know. For example, you might have a concern about your career or your teenagers, your relationship, things like that. And I do know a really good weight loss coach. So let me know if there's a coach in particular that you'd like on, or a type of coach. And I do have next week on a woman from Los Angeles who works with people with chronic illness. So that'll be an interesting show, because I think that there are a lot of people, you know, dealing with chronic illness, and sometimes successfully and sometimes not so much. And I think she'll be a really interesting guest next week. So thanks so much for sharing your lives with me tonight. And I'm really looking forward to next week and more opportunities to work with you. And remember that life is an adventure, and there's more than one road to the finish line. Good night.